علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the first sermon, where in one of the instances Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about the duties of the messengers and the prophets. And we reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَّ نِعْمَتِهِ, that one of the duties of the messengers and the prophets is that they remind the people of the forgotten blessing of God. And we say the most important forgotten blessing of God is the blessing of the human self that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the human being. This is a very great, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة, I have certainly placed my representative on earth, this representativeship of the human being. That means the human capacity to represent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is, you know, attested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself in the Quran. And therefore, it is a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we need to appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We are discussing about this particular duty of the messengers, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُذَكِّرُوهُمْ مَنْ سِيَّ نِعْمَتِهِ, that one of the duties of the messengers is that they remind the people of the forgotten blessing of Allah, which we here said that the most important blessing is the blessing of the human self. Now, what is so special about the human self that makes it the greatest blessing? We said earlier that because, you know, the human being is the Khalifa, has the potential to be the representative of God himself. And that being the case, it is a great possession. But there are certain faculties that have been, embedded in the human, essence that make it so special. And that is when you pay attention to the human essence and see these great traits that it has. You see, in the human essence, in the human form, there are certain tools which are embedded in it, and these tools are the ones that actually make it special. Now, the tools that we have are, for example, they can be divided into four. The first tool is the tool of thinking and intellection. The second one is the tool of the will. And the third is the tool of innovation. And the fourth, the tool of responsibility or accepting responsibility. These are the different dimensions that exist and make up the human self that make it so special. Now, if any of these faculties were not there in the human being, then we would not call that person or that entity a human being. If you look at the first tool that we spoke about, and that is the tool of thinking and intellection, this is that tool that helps a human being to analyze, to compose different proofs, to analyze certain texts and certain events, and to come to conclusions and to bring about new information, and to have certain understandings, certain recognitions, and certain awarenesses. This is the tool of intellection. As you see, it's a very important tool without which a person, a human being, would not be able to understand many things, would not be able to, you know, make some kind of, proof or some kind of syllogical argument. It would not be possible for him without this tool. This is a very important aspect of the human self.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when you talk about the aspect of the human soul, which is to understand and to make an intellectual process and things like that, we also include inside it the ability to become aware of things, which is not only by using the brain, but by directly recognizing certain things. And this issue of direct recognition is something that is discussed in epistemology also. But generally, what I want to say is that this is a very important faculty of a human being. The second one is the faculty of the free will, the will that a person has. This is a very important tool. And, with this tool, a person can choose. If a person didn't have a free will, he would not be able to decide or to choose things. If you notice in the day-to-day lives, it every moment we make a certain decision. These decisions, these choices that we make are based on the tool that exists within us, which is the tool of the will or the free will. Imagine if the free will did not exist, and let's say we were just instinctual beings, then we would be doing things just based on instinct. We would be doing exactly how we've been programmed. But there is a will that exists, an independent, an independent will. Of course, even that will is depending on God in one sense, that the power to make that decision is all from God. But there is a will where a person can decide whether he wants to do something or he doesn't want to do something, which is a blessing from God, embedded in the human essence. And it is the source of all the different choices. So today we were able to discuss the two tools. One is the tool of understanding, intellection, becoming aware, and to recognize something, the tool of knowing something. The other one was the tool of being able to will and to exercise the will. Both are very important tools. Inshallah, in the next session, we'll discuss about the other tools that exist in the human being. Wassalamu alaikum rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
هو
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه